This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 761, entitled "The MGTOW Strategy of Avoiding Women is Not Enough." Description. This flyer claims that the MGTOW strategy of simply walking away from women, from the toxicity of the divorce courts for men, from the monoconscious feminazi bitchiness of young, undateable women, is not enough. It will not solve the problems that men face. For that to happen, Masker's ideas need to be used to fundamentally restructure society, to create a FIP society, a biconscious society, etc. Maskers see MGTOWs as apolitical wimps and partially useless. Sure, when millions of young men walk away from women, that's going to have an enormous impact, but will not solve the problems. Maskers see MGTOWs as having the horizons of mice. Fire itself. The MGTOW strategy of avoiding women is not enough. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Who are the MGTOWs? In brackets, MGTOW, MGTOW, equals men going their own way, refusing to marry, rejecting paternity, and spending their money on themselves. Why are the MGTOWs? Largely due to the toxicity of the feminist-controlled divorce courts, which butcher one father in four, ruining his life. In the US today, two-thirds of young men are now MGTOW, with similar percentages in many other countries as MGTOW ideas spread across the planet. This flyer argues that the strategy of the MGTOWs, although quite effective in many respects, is not enough to liberate men, nor to stop society from collapsing. It argues that masker strategies are also needed to achieve those two goals. MGTOWs merely react towards the current gender status quo, determined by monoconscious feminists. Maskers are out to change it by replacing it with a biconscious gender status quo. Before proceeding with an explanation of the solution to the current monoconscious, feminist-dominated gender status quo, the disadvantage of that status quo need to be spelt out so as to motivate its replacement by a masculist-inspired, biconscious gender status quo. So what's wrong with the current gender status quo that the MGTOWs are currently reacting against by quietly, apolitically, passively walking away from, rather than masculine style, by solving the problem, by replacing the status quo with a new one, a better one, so that MGTOWs are no longer needed, since MGTOWs would have nothing to react against. So what are the MGTOWs reacting against? I think there are two main things, namely the toxicity of the divorce courts for men that were taken over by the monoconscious feminists in the 1970s, and the undateability today of young women who have had their minds poisoned by monoconscious feminist ideas. I'll elaborate on these two items in turn. It's now widely known in many countries that modern divorce is toxic for men. In many countries, one father in four gets butchered in these feminist-dominated divorce courts. Typically, a divorcing husband will lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability. He will lose his house to his ex-wife so that she can raise her kids in it. He will lose half his stuff and wealth to her. He'll be forced to make payments to his children, whom he is barely allowed to see, maybe two weekends a month, and if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, in brackets, equals, traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, close brackets, then he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, so that she remains a parasite off his money after the divorce the way she was before the divorce. MGTOWs and masculists label this awful phenomenon divorce rape. And it's one of the masculist big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men. That is, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. In many countries, the divorce rate is about half. That is, about half of marriages fail. In about half of those divorces, the woman turns into a vindictive bitch, out to fleece her ex-husband as much as she can, destroying him financially and destroying his life. Most young men now know of the toxicity of divorce for men, so choose to avoid marriage and paternity because they refuse to suffer a one chance in four of being butchered in a hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. So they refuse to marry, they don't have kids, and they spend their money on themselves. That is, by definition, they become MGTOWs. That is, two-thirds of young men in many countries. Another major reason why young men avoid young women is that these young men find young women undateable. This was the jaw-dropping result of a famous opinion poll taken in 2022 by Pew, P-E-W, Research Center in the US, which found that nearly two-thirds, that's 63% of young men between 18 and 30, don't even date, in capital letters, young women. And when asked why, they said that they found young women to be undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. We're now seeing hundreds of YouTube shorts made by young women in tears because they can't find a man to share their life with, to have kids with. This is not surprising. When two-thirds of young men refuse to even date young women, there are going to be millions of female casualties left to rot on the shelf, rejected by young men. Feminism, that is, monoconscious feminism, that is, feminists who only know the feminist version of gender politics, preach to women and to society that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors. Feminism says nothing, in capital letters, about how women oppress men. Such thinking is not even on feminist radar. The very idea does not occur to them. So a whole generation of young women has been brought up believing that gender oppression is a one-way street. So not surprisingly, they are angry at men for oppressing women. For example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. So have a morally superior attitude towards young men and behave rather sourly towards young men. Young men find this attitude of young women towards them repulsive and prefer not to have relationships with young women, preferring to live the MGTOW lifestyle, preferring the peace of their own company rather than the monoconscious bitchiness of a feministed young woman. This MGTOWing of a whole generation of young men has dire consequences for society in purely demographic terms. Common sense says that if two-thirds of young men refuse to even date young women, then those young men are certainly not going to give young women their sperm, which crashes the birth rate, which in time wipes out whole populations. So if humanity is to survive, the birth rate must be raised above the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman. This is far from being the case in 55% of countries today. That's 2026. In South Korea, which has the worst birth rate in the world, namely 0.7 children per woman, That is a third of the replacement rate. So South Korea will be the first country to no longer be with us, wiping itself out in a mere 4 generations. Maskers are sharply critical of the MGTOW approach towards the toxicity of the divorce courts and towards the feminazi bitchiness of young women, claiming that, as the title of this flyer says, it's not enough for MGTOWs to just walk away from women. Doing that may seem an immediate solution to avoiding the feminazi bitchiness of young women and being divorce raped by marrying and having kids with a fluffy feminist. But from the masker's point of view, the MGTOWs are merely avoiding, capital letters, the problem of the toxicity of the divorce courts for men and the feminazi bitchiness of young women. The MGTOWs are not solving, capital letters, these problems. So as a result, whole populations get wiped out. So obviously a smarter, better approach needs to be found so that the two sexes get back together again, and so that divorce is no longer toxic for men. How to solve these two problems? Answer: with masculist ideas. Masculism is men's lib, by definition. It aims to do for men what feminism did for women. Feminism enabled female careerism, freeing women from the drudgery of being housewives of millions of women by pushing for female careerism, for giving women equal pay for equal work, for equal opportunities to enter the professions, for the abortion right, for fault-free divorce, for control of the divorce courts, etc. Maskers want similar things for men, for the men-faring of the gender laws, for the reform of the divorce courts, etc. This is the end of part 1.